Good afternoon. The Alberta Clipper that coated the ground up to 1 to 3 inches of snow across interior New York and New England is tracking off the East Coast. High pressure is building in its place and will keep the weather mostly dry today outside of a few snow showers across the mountains. Clouds, however, will have a difficult time breaking up and will keep mostly cloudy skies in the forecast. Despite this, temperatures will still climb into the middle and upper 30s on average for afternoon highs. At this point, we'll watch a batch of energy dive in from central Canada through the Great Lakes. This will spawn a low-pressure system over the Great Lakes tonight. At the same time, an area of low pressure will slide out of the Missouri Valley and into the Ohio Valley and head toward Pittsburgh. The two low pressure centers will track toward interior New York and New England tonight with increasing and thickening clouds, with temperatures dipping back into the 20s. The two low pressure waves will merge into a stronger storm off the New Jersey coast and intensify rapidly during the day tomorrow and tomorrow night as it tracks just east of Cape Cod. On this track, snow will break out across interior New York and New England towards sunrise on Sunday and become steady and at times heavy across the region. South of I-90, there is the chance of a little bit of sleet mixing in, while from I-84 south, a good chance of sleet and a changeover to rain or even some freezing rain during the day on Sunday. In these locations, accumulations will be held back significantly, but still a few inches of snow are possible. Along I-90 and points north where we're expecting all snow, several inches will pile up during the day Sunday and into Sunday night. The storm system will wrap up in the Gulf of Maine overnight and into Monday morning, and snow will persist in New England at least into the first half of the day on Monday. Right now, it looks like the wind will be an issue as well, at times gusting over 30, even 40 miles per hour over interior New York and New England, with gusts higher than 60 miles per hour possible along the coast. Storm total accumulations where we do see all snow will be from 8 to 14 inches in most places. However, accumulations higher than 14 inches are possible as one heads toward the coast to the north and east into New Hampshire and Maine. As we get through the day on Monday, the snow will begin to wind down, except for a few select locations in the higher terrain, and the wind will persist through the afternoon, keeping temperatures in the lower 30s. This will cause considerable blowing and drifting of the snow. Skies will clear out on Monday night, and we'll have partly sunny skies on Tuesday with highs in the lower 30s before another system approaches with a chance of snow on Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today across the western U.S., a cold front moving across the southern Rockies will keep valley rain and mountain snow in the forecast through this evening. Winter weather advisories remain in effect for the Wasatch Mountains in Utah and Rockies in Colorado. The upper low just south of Arizona will keep the weather unsettled through the entire weekend, with up to an inch of rain possible across parts of Arizona and New Mexico. Meanwhile, the West Coast will enjoy a much-needed break from precipitation this weekend, but river flooding will continue due to snowmelt and runoff from the recent storms in some locations. Flood warnings remain in effect in parts of central California, Nevada, and Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy in the mid-40s, Boston cloudy in the upper 30s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy with highs near 40 degrees. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today, 34 degrees. The average low, 17. The record high, 59, set in 1981. And the record low, 18 below zero, in 1962. Sunrise this morning was at 6:57 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:22 p.m. 10 hours and 25 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with snow showers possible today, with highs in the upper 20s to lower 30s. Cloudy tonight with lows near 20. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy today with highs in the lower 40s. Cloudy tonight with light snow or sleet moving in towards sunrise, lows in the upper 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy today with highs in the mid-30s. Cloudy tonight with light snow moving in towards sunrise and lows in the mid-20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy today with highs right around 40. Cloudy tonight with light snow or sleet moving in towards sunrise and lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy today with highs in the mid-30s. Cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, snow, heavy at times, mixing with sleet and rain well south in the Hudson Valley and southern New England, highs in the lower 30s. More heavy snow Sunday night and continuing on the lighter side on Monday, although cloudy and windy otherwise with blowing snow on Monday afternoon, lower 30s. Partly sunny, lower 30s Tuesday. Another chance of snow Wednesday in the mid-30s. Blustery on Thursday, snow showers mid to upper 20s, and a mix of sun and clouds in the lower 30s on Friday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.